Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyas, Parag Zayin, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah, and Bischos, Rachel Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yazar, and Tzvai, Rachel, they should be Gemesh, Bezer, Shal, Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav continues with the theme that we've been having in previous Mishnahs. Havered, a rose, Vahakaifer, which is some sort of spice, some say it's cloves, Vaktaf, and sap from an afarsamayin tree. Some say the afarsamayin tree is the balsam tree. Vahaloitem, and pine, yeshlem shvias, v'ledmeim shvias, they have kedusha shvias themselves, and any money received for them also has kedusha shvias. Now, Reb Shimon says, ein lektaf shvias, sap does not have kedusha shvias. Why is that? Mipnei she'enai pri. That's because it's not considered a fruit. It's just considered like it's part of the tree, just like a branch or bark is considered part of the tree, so too sap is part of the tree as well, and it does not have kedusha shvias. Now, the Tanakh argues and says, even though it doesn't look like a fruit, you can't make a bracha and bite into sap, but since you could use sap, it's used for flavoring, it's used for other things as well in food preparation, therefore, it does have kedusha shvias. And now moving on to Mishnah Zayin, we take this a step further. Vered chadash, we have a brand new rose. What does it mean, a brand new rose? That doesn't mean it's a fresh rose and it's not wilted and dried out. It means it is a shmita rose and it has kedusha shvias. Shekavashay b'shemen yashan, he soaked it in old oil. This oil is from the sixth year, which means it doesn't have kedusha shvias. So we have a kedusha shvias rose being soaked in non-kedusha shvias oil. The reason why he'd want to do that is because the rose gives it a nice scent, a nice flavor, and now he has rose-flavored oil. Now, it's important to know for this stage of the Mishnah is that this rose has not yet reached its zman bir. We don't have to get rid of roses yet from our houses. So what do? You lock it this arvered. All he has to do is take the rose out of this oil. Now, once zman bir hits, the rose isn't in the oil anymore, so he doesn't have to be mevair the oil as well. However, v'yashan b'chadash, if we have an old rose in new oil, meaning a shmita rose after its zman bir of roses, such as aether oil, chayv b'bir, the oil does need to have bir, because this rose imparted flavor and scent to this oil after we had to get rid of the rose. So that means that the rose and the oil that it's in both have to have bir done to them. Something very similar, cheruvim chadashim, shekvashin b'yayin yashan, new carob that was soaked in old wine, meaning it's seventh year carob that was soaked in sixth year wine, or v'yashan b'chadash, old carob that's being soaked in new wine, seventh year carob that's being soaked in eighth year wine. In both of these scenarios, chayavin b'bir, all this wine needs beer. Why is that? Because this carob that we're talking about is seventh year carob, it has kedusha shvias, and it's already after zman beer of carob. So therefore, the wine as well, the got flavoring from this carob, which is after its zman bir, needs to have bir. And now to clarify things, the Mishnah tells us, Zahaklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu b'nai Saint Tam, if this thing that we're talking about, which has kedusha shvias, and it's after zman bir, it imparted a flavor, it gave taste to the thing that it was in, chayv leva'er, that entire thing needs bir. That, b'min b'she'enai minoi, we're dealing with one type and something else which is not its type. For example, rose in oil or carob in wine, that's considered min b'she'enoi minoi. So then, the only way we'll say the entire thing has a chiv of beer is if it was nois ein tam, if the kedusha shvias thing imparted flavor into the non-kedusha shvias thing. However, min b'minoi, if we're dealing with one type in its very same type, kol shehu, even if it's just a little bit that got mixed in. For example, if we have a kedusha shvias olive that fell into a bucket of non-kedusha shvias olives, and that olive that fell in was after zman bir, so then the entire thing is going to be usser, even though it's not nois ein tam, it's not imparting flavor, but since it's min b'minoi, it's one type in the same type, so the entire thing is going to be usser. Now the Mishnah concludes with a halacha, which seems to be a repetition of this halacha that we just learned. Shvias oiseres kol shehu b'mina. Shmita is going to asser even with a little bit, if we're talking about min b'minoi, one type in its same type. V'shaloi b'mina, if we're talking about two different minim, two different types, then b'nai sein tam, it's only going to asser if it imparts flavor. Now the Mefarshim argue, is this really a repetition of this previous halacha, or is it something brand new? According to one pirish, it's a brand new halacha. The first halacha that we were talking about, which started Zaha Klal, that's referring to something after Zman Bir. This one is talking about something before Zman Bir, but it has Kedusha Shvias. So what this halacha just told us is that let's say we have olives before Zman Bir. That olive has Kedusha Shvias and it fell into a bucket of olives that do not have Kedusha Shvias. Now we say that that entire bucket of olives is considered to have Kedusha Shvias. If it's Shaloi B'mina, it's in a totally different type, so then only if it imparts flavor. So if we have a Kedusha Shvias rose, which is placed into oil that does not have Kedusha Shvias, and it imparts flavor to that oil, then we say that entire oil has to be treated with Kedusha Shvias. Now that's just one of many explanations for that part of the Mishnah, but we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the 8th Perek, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.